and not from their own volition. And most times, it's not because of convenience, of inconvenience or itinerary, which should be the superlative or paramount reason for change. Often, very often, people are in quest for the larger parish, for prestige, amen, and popularity, the form of pastor, a more mathematical place to hide in, where your absenteeism is less conspicuous. All right. All the head of the church say amen. Amen. We miss one another here, but if you laid out in a membership, Dr. Taylor, 500 or 600, nobody would ever hardly ever know this difference. Amen. Amen. I'm giving the reason why a lot of folks move. Amen. Why they won't be so intimate and have to speak to everybody when church is over. Where they can just run on out and slam the car door and go on and do whatever they want to do. And where church duty and church benevolence possibly may not be a multiple duty. What do you mean by that, preacher? A multiple duty. What are we talking about? What we are talking about, a multiple duty, when we go around, as Brother Hamby has displayed here today and announced, when he go around and somebody else who is being carried through the clouds on flower days of ease fails, then we have to do it up on here. That's what we're talking about. Yeah. Multiple duty. Pick up to slap. Yeah. Make it up. Whatever context you'd like to put that in. And you know, church, whether you are there or not, as planned before the uniting, in the leaving of moving from your former church, many times the husband, I want you to hear this, I know you've heard this before, the husband and wife will say with each other, perhaps the other hasn't been inside of the church in a year. Amen. Amen. But I want to go where my husband is. You hear that? Oh, yes, you have. I want to be where my wife is. In other words, you want to be sitting at home. Because that's where they are. Amen. Amen. But to you, they are trying hard, very hard, to get you to see that they want to unite in the church where the other is. Now that is true sometimes. But in my long ministry, I have known it to be a lie. I hate to say that, but I must tell you the truth. After a while, neither of them go to church. Neither one. I want to go and be with my husband. I want to go and be with my wife. That's just an excuse to get away. I've seen it happen here in this community, right here in Bitter Springs, and everywhere I have pastored. Many times, both, as we said, wind up not attending any church at all. The forgotten vows and allegiances that was given to the church, by the church, that you made. Instability and dual-minded. Whereas the Holy Bible says that any person with a double mind, they're unstable in all of their ways. And that is the truth. Amen. You can't count on anything. But they say they tell you one thing and somebody else. Amen. And you know what? They are dangerous people. Do you know that? These are dangerous folk. You can have somebody looking for you with a gun and you don't even know anything about it. Amen. I used to hear my grandmother say, I like the philosophy of the old folks.
Yeah.
My grandmother had a better way of putting it about these type of people. She said they run with the rabbits and bark with the dogs. And that's just about as good a way as I know of. They are dangerous folks. Double-minded, one thing and then something else tomorrow. They are double-minded people. And they can be negative in the church and in the community. I knew some people who has been in all denominations and sects that there is to offer. And yet they haven't found a suitable shepherd yet. Huh? If I may become interrogative for a moment, what about a man who has married 5 different women and wind up single? Let me ask you this. Could all of those wives be wrong? I don't think so. I don't think so. He should begin to look at himself by introspection. Church, we should be steadfast in our faith, in our marriages, in our churches, on our jobs. You don't have to worry too much about the job. It may rain on Sunday and that same rain be on Monday morning, but somehow or another, the rain on Sunday gets you well. His old folks used to say, you blind for Monday morning. You be there. And push that clock in at 7 sharp, Jimmy. In all of our physical and spiritual endeavors, we ought to be anchored down and totally committed. We already have too many people in the church of a living Lord, half in and half out. All hear the whole church say amen.
Amen.
Look at the absentee members we have today. Just look around for yourself. I'm preaching the truth. I know the truth isn't popular, I know that. They are blown with every wind. When the wind blows north, they go south. When it blows that way, they go north. When it blows east, they go west, and so forth. They are blown with every wind. Church, some not anchored down to anything. Blown with every wind, and most of the time, gone with the wind. Amen. Amen. At death, I want you to hear this, their survivors and kindred have an audacity to get angry. Huh? If you tell the truth. But don't come this way. I think you know that by now. You mean don't come here thinking you're going to be lied over. You know, no use of coming here. You may as well keep on the hill somewhere. Because I don't know nothing but the life you live. And I'm not going to make a fool out of myself. And everybody know you're a fool and a liar getting up here doing something like that. If you want a good life, live it. Live it. Now is the time to live the life that you talk about. To live the life that you sing about. And then that day come, and it's sure to come, for me and for the youngest person in this house, is sure to die.
Yes, sir.
Is sure to die. We must all be determined, church, to hold out to the end. Let me do it in a moment. Whether the storms And the controversy states the truth, and the real issues must be determined. An extract of philosophy from Frederick Perry, 1933, professor of philosophy at Dickens College with various aspects of philosophy and religion, said this: self-determinism. Determinism is derived from the word determined. Determinism is any philosophy or doctrine asserting a mechanical correspondence between determinant causes and effects. That's why he entitled self-determinism. Nobody can give you or make you determine but yourself. It must come from you, from the inside. That power of motivation that's on the inside that compels and constrains you to do. When this old tired body says, "I'm tired and I can't," but determination says, "You can. You can." Once again, if I may become interrogative, are people the product of manipulation? Huh? You believe that? They let other folk manipulate their lives. Amen. Quote says Spirit. It follows from philosophy, philosophical determinism, that in every event, listen carefully, this is a personal thing, in every event in each human life is the necessary outcome of prior conditions, themselves previously determined by others. Too many folk, amen, let other folk run their business.
Yeah.
Oh, let us wait just a moment. I'm going to say that again.
Yeah.
Too many folk let other folk run their business.
Right.
You are an individual. You are somebody. God has given you a mind to control your life.
Okay.
It's nothing wrong with getting advice or counsel from somebody, maybe with more wisdom. Nothing wrong with that. I cannot tell you what you like, but you know what you like. I can tell you what may be best for you, but only you know what you like. Amen. Amen. Self-determinism. I will barely answer Perry. Dr. Perry said yes. On such a view, says Dr. Perry, that I would argue moral assessment be of an act. Number one, artificial. Everybody that tries to give you advice isn't real all the time. Number two, arbitrary. Number three, diffuse. Number four, as we said, manipulated. This is the one too many people are victims of, being manipulated into things which where angels fear to tread. As Dr. Perry conveys, that ethical judgment becomes number five, constricted, meaning as squeezed or constrained by others. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Those folk would rather tell you how to live down your body than don't know how to live now. But they tell you. A lot of times they come and how he had been conducive to his life, didn't it? He would tell you that. The 23rd Psalm, he said about the shepherd, and the 121st Psalm, he depicted how God took care of him and how he looked toward the high places for God. And in the 27th Psalm, David depicted how God had embodied him when his mother and father had cast him out. Said he was a shield and a strong fortress, his Lord to plead in the 19th and the 33rd and 1. His deliverance in his teacher, Psalm 27, 11 and 12, his rock that is higher than David. Psalm 61 and 2, his shelter from the enemy. This is David, how David felt secure in his immovability and state of life with God. But in our world, church, of contemporaries, I mean in the real world in which we live, people are movable. Let me hear you say amen. Are movable in style and lifestyles and residentially speaking. Most often, oh Lord, now you're not, you need to hear this, you may not think it. In the real world, in matrimony. Amen. Mm-hmm. People are moving. Not long ago, I utilized a man in Greene County, went back there, who I had dealt with his father's golden anniversary, who had been married 63 years. What about that gentleman? That's older than a lot of folk get. Why, in the name of God, can we stay married a few years? You answer that. Not how to tell you why. Each of us are too stuck on ourselves. Amen. The boys in the real world now think they are prettier than the girls. Always on an ego trip. Nobody wants to take a little something off of somebody. I ain't never took nothing off you. I ain't taking nothing off you. I ain't gonna do this and I ain't gonna do that. It don't hurt nobody to take for you to take something off of somebody. You ought to be in my shoes sometimes, see what I think off of you. Don't bother me. I listen. They say, you old rascal, and old this and that. I say, yeah. I say, I was glad and happy, old rascal.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that, man.
Right.
Don't carry your feelings
on this
head out on the shoulder. Carry your feelings inconspicuous. Sometimes you feel like you're in a blow. So hard that his nose will get to the hospital about 3 minutes before he walks in. But you don't do that. You pray for those folks. And don't let your heart be troubled. Because then you're going to be rebuked, you're going to be scorned, you're going to be talked about for the Lord and call everything for the child of God. But stay in the church. Don't let nobody run you away from hope there. A first step. Stay in the church. The Lord is everywhere. The cross is heavy in every church. That same cross that you bear in Hopewell is over yonder. It's over yonder. And Jesus ought not have to bear it alone. Don't move on that account. Don't move on that account. Stay married. Many of the young women have left a good husband for a tramp and a vagabond. Many of the young men have left their good wives for a Jezebel. I have other names, but it's unethical to say. Stay there. It didn't say you're going to get along good all the time. You may fight a little bit, but stay there.
Yeah.
You don't have to agree all the time, but stay there.
Yeah.
Stay there. Did it say for better or worse?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I think you know what it said. It didn't say going to be good all the time. You are individuals. You are an individual. Your husband or wife is still an individual. Yeah. Although marriage says you become as one, but that's literary. Divine mathematics is for you. But you are still an individual. You still have your own mind.
Yeah.
But you ought to be cohesive. And integrate those minds. Tell that you got along and establish a fine home and raise fine children for the upbuilding of the Lord's kingdom. Immovable. 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 My dear beloved, a lot of folk, just waiting and waiting for that time to move on and move out. But church, oh church, oh Lord, I love the song and I love to try to sing. I shall not be moved. You know that song?
Yeah.
Oh Lord, you have to be, and you are constrained and compelled to be planted in good ground.
Yes.
First song says, oh Lord, like a tree. Thank God. The Lord planted by the rivers of water. Lord God, that brings forth this fruit in its due time. Lord God, you ought to have your roots deep enough in the ground. Lord God, when the storm of life comes, you won't easily be blown over anywhere. Oh Lord, the wind may blow and the rain may fall. But it's like being at the ferry.
Yeah.
Stand there anyhow. When talked about in the church of the Lord, stay there anyhow. When you don't have the money to win the church that you desire, stay in the church anyhow. When you can't pay in the rally, come on. Come on to church anyhow. Oh Lord, God knows your heart and mind, and that he'll understand the situation in every heart, every right heart. Oh Lord, no one may meet you at the ferry, but stand there anyhow. Stay there. Stay there. Like Horatius, how Clara stayed at the bridge all night long at the river Tiber during the battle. Stand there anyhow. Oh Lord, let me see your hand. Oh Lord, if you have no desire to be moved, I sing, I shall not be moved. I shall stay in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. David said, as we close, surely, 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 goodness and mercy shall fall all the days of my life. Oh Lord, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Nobody going to move me. You may talk about me. You may rebuke me. You may scorn me, but I'll not be moved. Like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You know, 35 in the book of Zion, you know, I shall not be moved. Let me see your hand if you don't have no desire in this present time. I don't know if I should bring a lot of people come in out of the present time. We pray that they will return in the grace of the Lord. other sanctuaries. But there are no place as safe as being in the house of the Lord. Jesus has said on one occasion, "Father, it is right, O Lord, I feel myself to see and God, that it means there to not live. You out of the storms of life and troubles and tribulations, sometimes snatch you from the grave. Why would you leave him? Oh, you have to fight in this life. Sometimes you have to fight sin and Satan. But don't leave him. Fighting sin and Satan.
I shall not be moved just like a tree that's planted by the water. Oh, my heart shall not be moved.
Amen. Amen. Oh, I wish all my members could think maybe would give them a new spirit, increase their spiritual endeavors to higher the pathos of the spiritual life. It's silence in the humanity time. May the Lord bless you today. I'm confessing you are well. I know you ain't. But there may be some, not just church, but go where you want. But come today.